This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He used to be the best friend of the program, but he's had to skip out on me a couple of times, and it's because he's one of the Headleys. He's got nine job men, but we still love him. His name's Shooty Babbitt. Welcome back to the program, Shooty. We've missed you.
Wow, Big Irv. You know, you really hurt my feelings, cuz. I miss you too, man. And even though you're not here in the flesh, always miss you in the spirit. And I would never minimize your importance to my friendship, man. So if I'm not the best friend of the program, hell to the person that is, because I know he is a, or she is a very special person.
Oh, now you made me feel bad. I'm just kidding, Shooty. You know I love you the most. And the reason, by the way, the reason Shooty hasn't been able to make it a couple of times is because he is, oh, by the way, a major league scout who actually has to go scout players. So, look, we used to be on Saturdays. When we were on Saturdays, never once did Shooty have to beg off. But Sunday throws everybody out of the mix. Look, Vince has to come on at 10:30 instead of 9:30 because he's at church on Sundays. It's all good, including with the Oakland A's, at least for today, because Billy Butler is on fire and a pitcher other than Rich Hill pitched a good game. Jesse Hahn suggested that maybe yesterday's win is the type of game that can turn the season around. Are you that much of an optimist to think that that's possible, Shooty?
When you have games like that, all the offensive outbursts and the pitching, I mean, when you get contribution all up and down the lineup, everybody's happy and they feel like they are playing a part in the success of the club. Sure, the momentum is, I mean, the attitude is high, everybody's excited, but I think we all felt that in the beginning of the year, especially myself, in order for this team to have success, there were a lot of players who were going to have to come into their own. There were going to have to be players who played over their skis. And there was going to have to be a tremendous maturation process in a short period of time within that starting staff. Unfortunately, when you have 13 guys on the disabled list, I don't care what team you are and what type of depth you have, you're going to be in trouble, Michael. And then when you start talking about depth, and when that depth is playing integral parts in your everyday lineup, then you really have problems, because most of the time these guys are up and down AAA guys, your filler guys, your hanging on guys, they're platoon guys, and I don't care what league or what game you're playing in, when you talk about championship quality baseball, you are not going to have a chance to win. So these guys are competing. There's never been quit in this club, in this color of green and gold. And I don't think Bob Melvin is going to let that inch into these guys' mind whatsoever. But for you to think that this team is ever going to be a playoff contending team this year, I think you really have to be reaching. Not taking away anything from the Oakland A's, but I just think that the Seattle Mariners and the Texas Rangers are truly the best teams in this division this year.
Yeah, I'm thinking the X factor, at least for the Rangers, is the return of Yu Darvish. If he comes back and he's the Darvish he was before he got hurt, I think they might run away from the Mariners as well as they've been playing. I think the Rangers, if they get that big-time shot in the arm from Yu Darvish, it could really be their year.
Well, I mean, I think you say more than just a little right there, because when you talk about Yu Darvish, we're talking about one of the guys, when he's healthy, that you would classify as a true ace. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the green and gold, I mean, the one guy that you felt that you probably couldn't afford to lose for any significant period of time, or not to be the guy that he's been over the past few years, is Sonny Gray. Don't know what it is, don't know what's wrong. They've identified it with some problems that's probably enabling him to be the complete pitcher that he is as far as his delivery and everything else is concerned. So let's just hope that this time off and this rehabilitation that he's going through right now is going to enable him to be that pitcher that he has been, because he plays such an important role for the success of this team.
The voice you hear is that of Shooty Babbitt, a former A's infielder. He provides color commentary and analysis for CSN California on A's telecast. He is also a major league scout. Shooty, the A's held a players-only meeting on Friday. It was, let's see, it was called by Rich Hill, Ryan Madsen, and Coco Crisp. I find it interesting that two of those guys are in their first year with the A's, yet they feel like they have the cachet to call a players-only meeting. Were you ever part of those players-only meetings? Give the audience some sort of feel for what goes on in those and what kind of impact and why those meetings can have.
Well, most of the time when it's a players-only meeting, that means that that manager has done everything that he possibly can to motivate. And I'm not saying that it's a thing that happens just for the first 30 days. It's all year long, because now these managers are more than just managers. There's mentors, they're babysitters, they're convincers. They're everything to these guys. But when you talk about Ryan Madsen, you talk about Rich Hill and Coco Crisp, just look on the back of their baseball card. And nowadays, younger players seem like they pay more attention to people who have done something, that have some type of resume to back it up. Not just because you're in a position of authority and you should be listening to them, it's just what have you done. So I think at this point, Bob Melvin has never been a manager who's thrown his players under the bus. He still today would probably tell you that his coaching staff and himself, who you know work harder than anybody in baseball, have to do a better job of getting these guys ready to play. And I'm there. I know. I've got pictures on my phone of guys working at 2 o'clock in the day when other people are still preparing to come to the yard. So I know how hard they work. But now those three guys who've had experience, who've come here to provide leadership, have closed the door and have told each player to look yourself in the mirror. Can you truly say that you have given everything that you possibly can to help contribute to the success or lack of success to this team? And they might have even gotten guys' attention even more and said, look at some of you guys. Look, if you were in another uniform, could you possibly even consider even being in the major leagues? Because there's a lot of those players that could not play for other major league teams. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. This is not a try league. This is a performance league. You get noticed for skill. You get paid for performance. There's some underperforming going on, and you're messing with those guys' livelihood. These guys are at the end of their career, and they don't want to be losers. They're still here because they're winning players, and what they're trying to do is just make sure that they enlighten on these younger guys that, brother, you better get right, because if you don't, you'll turn around and you'll be back riding them buses.
The voice you hear is that of Shooty Babbitt. The reason he is one of our favorites is because he throws out quotes like he just threw out. This is not a try league. You get noticed for skill. You get paid for performance. I love that quote, Shooty. Is that yours? Is that a Shooty Babbitt original?
Well, they told me to start writing down Shootyism, so why don't we just call that a Shootyism?
All right. We'll call it a Shootyism. By the way, normally with my guests, I throw out their Twitter handle. Shooty's old school. He doesn't go Twitter. He's got a big enough personality that if he wants to get something out into the world, he'll get it out on his own, under his own devices. Hey, Shooty, I want to talk to you about Sean Manaea. We haven't, because our schedules, look, we didn't have a show for a couple of weeks, a couple of times you couldn't make it on, so it's been about a month, I think, since we were able to catch up. Sean Manaea since then has made his debut. We've seen some flashes like we saw in spring training. We've also seen him go through some of the struggles that most every young pitcher does once they get up to the league and they've been there for a little bit and a lot of tape gets put out there on them. Are you with me in that this is not the best situation for Sean? He shouldn't be in the big leagues. Injuries brought him here earlier. But how do you see the rest of his season playing out? Are they in danger of him taking some shots psychologically by having him up quicker than maybe is ideal?
I don't think so. This is a land of opportunity, and you just hope that it knocks on your door, and you can't hope that it, and during the bright time of the day, if it's at the dark of the night, then you take your chances with it. When Sean Manaea got his knock on the door, yes, it was because of injuries. But if you look at the Big Sexy physically, skill-wise, he is definitely capable of having success at the major league level, just as he has shown that he's capable of it. But unfortunately, because we are in this microwave society, you don't have opportunity to let the chicken roast and bake like it should. We want to put it in there in 5 minutes, let it be ready. He's got ability. He's got skill. He's a big guy with a lot of confidence. I've watched him in interviews. Even when he hasn't really pitched up his capabilities, I don't think he still knows that this is a league that where when you don't do well, you're supposed to be a little upset and not so mild-mannered in your attitude, but when you're good, you don't panic. You understand that it is a tomorrow. He's going to get every opportunity to work things out when he doesn't have his best stuff. But I just, and you probably know better than I do, Michael, because you were a pitcher, but you know guys that have success at the major league level in the past, it's because they've gotten their brains beat out a little bit in the minor leagues, or they dominated in the minor leagues for a significant amount of time. And when they get their opportunity, they do what they've done, and they just let it roll. The best players can slow this game down. When you start panicking, when you start hyperventilating, you start trying to be somebody that you're not. Right now, Sean Manea really doesn't know who he is at the major league level because the guys that he was blown away in the minor league, that stuff doesn't work at the major league level. What you have to become is a pitcher, and time will only allow that. So as long as they run him out there every fifth day and he continues to learn and he continues to pay attention, and I know what I learned about him early on is the kid is a student of the game. He got taken out of a spring training game in about the fourth inning, and lo and behold, in the ninth inning, the bat boy forgot to pick up a bat. Who did I see leapfrog over a rail to get a bat? Sean Manea. Most guys have gone ice, gone to the golf course, have done whatever they wanted to do, but this kid gets it. So if I was a betting man, Michael, I would say this is the one guy that you don't have to worry about.
That's good for ball. I did not know that Sean Manea was out playing bat boy in spring training. That's good stuff. Hey, Shooty, we've reached the point in your segment when you either provide for us a life lesson or a fashion tip. Which do you have this week?
Since we're kind of on that process, Flavor, just trust it a little bit. You know, summertime is coming. I'm really getting frustrated with everything that I see going on in life because everybody wants it now. And I know people, young folks, probably going to point their finger at it and say, I'm just an old, you know what. But you know what? Unless you sit there and watch and unless you let it marinate, you never going to know how good it is. Some of you young folks, take some beans, take a lima bean or something, wrap it up in a paper towel and wet it up. Show your child the process of what it takes to be a bean and then a plant. You just can't throw it in the ground and expect it to grow. You've got to let the process do its thing. And when it does, when it finally reaches potential, it's one of the most beautiful things on earth, just like people. So if you get out of it what you put in it. If you don't put nothing in it, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. So please, y'all, teach some process this summer. Take the time. Pick a kid. Grab somebody. Show them something. Teach them something. Don't just sit up there and just point your finger. Be somebody that helps somebody out.
Next time I see you in person, can we plant a lima bean together?
Absolutely.
Hey, that's good stuff, man. Shooty, I'm glad to have you back. Hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. We'll catch up in person sometime soon. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of that Sunday, buddy.
How about we just enjoy right now, Michael, because later on may not be promised to us. So thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And green and gold, let's keep it going, man. You never know what can happen in this game. I say Seattle and Texas are the best teams in this division, but the players are the ones that are going to determine that.
All right, Shooty. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Like I said, that's Shooty Babbitt. He joins us most every...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.